Chapter 3 Matt was awakened by Pinehurst, gently nudging his shoulder.
Matt? You in one piece?
Matt!
Matt's heart hammered against his aching ribs, and his head throbbed like a jackhammer.
Goddamn, that sucked,
he muttered, his nose packed with dirt, his mouth filled with the coppery tang of blood. He slowly opened his eyes to see Pinehurst hovering over him with concern. But something else was wrong. Pinehurst was weirdly flickering and shifting into multicolored fractals. It was then Matt realized his faceplate was cracked, and the HUD was malfunctioning. He peeled his helmet off and tossed it aside, his eyes squinting from the harsh glare of the sun.
I need a sit rep, he croaked.
Everything felt lopsided as he involuntarily gulped in a lung full of smoky air that made him cough. The hot air stunk of burnt metal and smoke.
We came down hard, but we stayed intact, replied Pinehurst. Would have been a lot worse if we didn't clip that bluff on the way down. Broke our descent. We skidded the rest of the way. Fire's mostly out, but we've got casualties.
Matt painfully unclipped himself from his buckled seat, taking in the wreckage. His upper lip was bleeding. He probed it with the tip of his dry tongue and winced. The cut was deep.
Pilot, he asked. Killed on impact.
Matt breathed a defeated sigh. Then he spotted Gatehouse. He was still strapped into his seat, head slumped, minus his helmet. His right cheek had been blown away, the wound deep enough that the white of his jaw and cheekbone was visible. The opposite side of his scalp was a lacerated mess, and there was a thick clump of blood that had pooled in his lap. Next to him was Flores, or at least what was left of her. Her torso had been severed in two, her exposed stomach entrails glistening in the sun, dangling across segments of her shattered body armor like ropes of sausage. Capernaum and Strack were busy attending to Hernandez. Her left thigh had been impaled by an overhead girder, pinning her to the troop seat. Matt noticed the color had drained from her cheeks as she sat there, writhing in pain. The whites of her eyes were also stained red where the capillaries had ruptured. Capernaum gingerly clipped off her shin armor. Her entire leg was wet with dark blood. Not a good sign. Strack quickly prepared a hefty dose of morphine from his own field kit.
I don't want to feel a damn thing,
she said, grimacing through the agonizing pain.
You won't.
Strack plunged the small field needle into her upper leg. Hernandez gave a weak moan, and her head lolled forward. As Matt watched them work on Hernandez, a wave of grim certainty settled over him, robbing him of any movement. Aside from himself, only four of his squad remained. He had lost nearly all of them, and yet somehow, he was still alive. Pinehurst turned to Matt and saw the vacant look in his eyes.
Matt, you checked to see if anything's broken?
Matt blinked out of his train of thought and began to check himself over, his armor bashed and cracked, his eyes struggling to remain open from the sun's merciless glare. He wiggled his fingers underneath his breastplate, igniting a constellation of pain. But still, nothing felt broken, just deeply bruised, possibly sprained.
I don't think so. Nothing feels broken, he mumbled vacantly. My ribs and chest are pretty sore, but only a busted lip.
Capernaum moved to Flores and gently took the helmet off her slumped head, handing it to Matt.
Here, you'll need this.
Matt gave him a taut nod and slipped it over his head, tapping a small side panel to reset the HUD. It flickered to life as it cycled through its default startup code, highlighting nearby friendlies. Then the faceplate darkened, shielding his eyes from the sun's glare.
We can't be out here. Hernandez needs immediate evac. Strack, call in a QRF unit.
Already have.
What did they say?
Have a nice wait. We're looking at least a 5-hour ETA before anyone can reach us.
Matt could feel the pit of his stomach tightening. He figured they needed to round up as much ammo as they could and dig in for the wait. 5 hours in USC time, often meant 6 or 7, sometimes longer. There was even a chance they could be out here all night. With a little luck, the Wraith wouldn't show up until they had already evacuated. Matt knew that was unlikely, even though the artillery strike probably came from many miles away, perhaps as far as the opposite side of the planet. A cleanup crew would almost certainly be inbound to investigate both wreckages and eliminate any survivors. Matt allowed his eyes to drift over the twisted clumps of metal and debris that surrounded him. Despite the impact damage, the dropship's rear cabin was mostly intact, offering substantial cover, but until support arrived, they were nothing but sitting ducks out here. Wherever out here was,